His work helped teach an entire nation to read and write within a matter of just a few years. In a moment, we introduce you to one of the most famous Americans. It's this edition of the American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is calling for applications today for their annual Grants for Growing campaign. In partnership with FFA, Tractor Supply is encouraging chapter advisors nationwide to submit a proposal for a new or existing agriculture project that will benefit their local high school and future FFA members. Through February 11th, visit ffa.org/grantsforgrowing to submit your application. Grants will range from $500 to $5,000. Don't forget to get your application in today for Tractor Supply's 4th Annual Grants for Growing program. Visit ffa.org/grantsforgrowing to apply.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
He is one of the most recognized Native American figures in history, a man whose intellectual feat helped a nation be able to read and write. Jerry Dobbs shares the story of Sequoyah.
His father was a white emissary by the name of Nathaniel Gist, who was sent to live with the Cherokees by George Washington. His mother was a full-blood, so Sequoyah was half-white himself, although he was raised as a full-blood, so he considered himself so much so that he even refused to speak English, although he probably could.
Sequoyah came to eastern Oklahoma around 1828, and his home, built in 1829, still stands. At some point in his early life, it is said that he recognized the importance of reading and writing. The white man could use talking leaves to convey their messages, but the Cherokee didn't have a written language, a fact that he discussed with others.
He was talking about how he could probably do something on his own like that. They all ridiculed him, so he decided, well, I'll just show you. I'll just do it myself. And he did.
Over the next 12 years, Sequoyah put the Cherokee language on paper. He endured ridicule by some as he worked to complete the syllabary, but he believed in the task. His wife even burned his work cabin because she thought he was spending too much time from household duties. The language is still important today, taught in schools and spoken by people like Jerry Dobbs himself.
If I was to say, well, Osio Doiju, hello, how are you? Julugi Owenasai would be welcome to Sequoyah's cabin.
Today, the county where he resided bears his name, as well as the giant trees in California named Sequoias in his honor. Traveling the Countryside in Salisaw, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.